'cause you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you gotta hang tough to make it. History repeats itself, try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one, and you can have your dream. You're the best around, nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around, and nothing's gonna ever
nothing ever. Never.
Not never.
It's the Cat Figure Podcast, episode 41. I'm Ryan DiPaolo. Who are you?
I'm Tom McLaughlin.
Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Before we start, I guess we've already started. Who are some people who wore number 41? People, baseball players.
Baseball? All right, so some players who played baseball who wore number 41, the most famous is Tom Seaver, wore it for 20 years, also has the highest WAR or wins above replacement wearing number 41. And then the other famous player would be Eddie Matthews, who played for the Boston Braves, the Milwaukee Braves, and the Atlanta Braves.
Scrub. He's not brave. If you're brave, you don't move around. All right. So this episode, whatever, 41, not whatever. It's very important. Focus. Episode 41. Tom is at the WBC. Before we get into the Tom story that we've withheld from telling each other, like Tom got back from Florida. He was at the USA versus the Dominica game in the first round of the World Baseball Classic. And we've held back from him telling me what the experience was like so we could do it on air, right? Save it for the air. But before then, I must apologize on behalf of Tom as well, and I think he'll be happy to have me apologize, that we were talking about the WBC like a bunch of dummies, not really knowing the format. So just to be clear, here's the format. The teams, Tom was right, the teams are first put in four-team pools. And it's round robin. They each play each other one time. And then the top two finishers in each of the four-team pools get put into a new set of... Now there's two four-team pools, and they do the same thing again, right? Where they all play each other once, and then the top two teams in each come out of that. And the winner of pool E plays the runner-up in pool F, and the winner of pool F plays the runner-up in pool E. And then that single elimination, correct?
Yep.
And then the winner of that game plays each other. So this format is cooler than I thought, but it's also more straining than I thought a little bit because, you know, pretty much you don't have to be great to be guaranteed a six games, but the pitching, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
Tom, so you were at the Dominican Republic versus the U.S. of A. What was that like?
Yeah, so it was, we're in Marlins Park.
First, what gave you the idea to go?
Well, initially I was going to go to the WBC event in Korea.
Shut up.
And
see the Israel play Japan, but...
Yeah, Israel, Japan...
But then
well, no,
I figured...
Japan, I don't even think was there, were they?
I don't know.
Netherlands, actually. Israel,
but
Korea.
But then I figured, let me see my old US of A.
But, yeah, so then, you know, prior commitments kept me here in the States, in New York. Well, not New York, but so when I found out I couldn't go to Korea because... It takes 20 hours to get there. I'd have to go for at least a week. I decided to go down to Miami and see this game. It was a much better pool anyway. I wouldn't have to learn a new language, and I also wouldn't have to deal with an 18-hour plane flight.
Who'd you go with?
I went with my girlfriend.
An 18-hour flight with your girlfriend?
Well, she wouldn't have gone to Korea.
Oh, then you should have gone to Korea. No, I'm kidding. all right. So you get to the game. First, you texted me a little. You were like, yo, it's all Dominicans. So the fans were all Dominicans?
Yeah, so we took...
Was it like a party? We play catch in this park by your house, and we throw around and we've started to have to go to the other side of the field to throw because there's always Dominicans playing music and always want to jump in and tell us how to pitch. And they're good. They have good pointers, but they're too happy to help. I don't know. So we like sneak to the other end of the field to play. So I picture – oh, and by the way, they have a super loud speaker. They're blasting music every single time and dancing and drinking. So I picture it just a stadium full of that. Is that what that was, sort of?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, at the park – they have some song playing as, like, the bass music, and then everybody else is, like, hitting on a drum or playing some, like, bongo. And, yeah, pretty much the whole stadium the entire time was almost like it was a party the entire time. It was, like, kind of like a live concert.
That's cool.
It was really cool. When we drove up, we took an Uber to the stadium, and the stadium's in a very Spanish area to begin with. And when we pulled up, at first it looked like there were an overwhelming amount of USA fans because they're actually the same colors on the uniforms. And then when we got out, we soon realized that was not the case. Like, everybody
Are all these USA fans tan? I guess because they live in Florida. They're all tan. Wait, USA people don't actually have fun when they go to sporting events? They must be Dominican fans.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was, I would say my best estimate would be at least 85% of the fans there were Dominican.
Damn. Okay, and so you go into the game. Are they're all happy? Like, they're not. Are people looking at you like, hey, you USA motherfucker?
No, you know, I think for the most part, everybody was pretty friendly.
It struck me as not a like football atmosphere where it's like if you go to the Eagles game as you have wearing a Giants jersey as you have, you get a beer bottle thrown at your head as you have.
Yeah, exactly. It was not like that at all. It was almost the opposite. And especially for plays during the game, their fans they really appreciated baseball, and they would root for, or they would clap when a USA player made a play.
They were just cheering for good plays, like, or like in a like salute way?
Yeah. It was a great atmosphere. Pedro Martinez threw out the first pitch, and
everybody
was wiling.
What did it clock in at? Is he coming back? Did you check the radar gun?
No, it barely made it there. But yeah, it was just very loud from the beginning. I think, you know, even in between innings, the average noise value or sound volume of the stadium was at least two or three times as much as an intense Yankees game I've been to.
Was it the loudest baseball game you've ever been to?
Definitely.
That's awesome,
maybe,
man.
Even the loudest sporting. Yeah, definitely the loudest sporting event.
Yeah?
When Nelson Cruz hit that home run towards the end of the game, the whole stadium was shaking.
That's awesome, man. That's really cool. I mean, it sucks because you were rooting for USA. You have your USA hat that you bought. That's very cool. You're American. You know, you're about that life. You're about that patriotism, but...
Yeah, I'm not fooling anyone.
But yeah, yeah. So, you know, I guess we'll talk about the game, but that's cool, man. I mean, if Dominican team is favored, or the second favorites, right, to the USA entering it, I forget. No, DR was favored
something
a little bit more than the USA. But anyway, if they're not into it, like if the top two fan bases are not into it, then it's like, well, you know, what's the point? Like,
this,
I guess,
just doesn't work then.
Right. Then the WBC is like not really ever going to take off. So that's cool, man, that there's a whole, that it's that. And so let's talk about the game itself now, I suppose. So the USA went out to a 5-0 lead, huh?
Yeah.
Marcus Stroman, who we hate, was killing it, huh?
He pitched really well. The first couple of runs by the U.S., there was a big error where Jose Bautista and Starling Marte were running to the same ball in the outfield, and they basically ran into each other and the ball fell. And that kind of opened up a decently big inning for the U.S. And then the U.S. manufactured a couple of more runs. So basically they jumped out to a really early lead. And it looked like they had everything going until Tanner Roark came in the game.
And then what inning was this about? The fifth or sixth?
I think the fifth.
And it's 5-0. And then how did the Dominicans score runs?
Manny Machado hit a blast, like a solo home run.
Okay.
Off Tanner Roark. And then I don't think they got anything else that inning. But then the next inning, they manufactured 2 runs, so it turned 5-3. Roark was still in the game. He made it through that inning. The next inning, Dave Robertson pitched. He didn't give up any runs. And so basically it was 5-3, but Andrew Miller was coming in the game for the U.S.
This is the eighth inning now.
Eighth inning. And he's lights out. He's probably the best reliever in the game right now. And came in, got an 0-2 count on Jose Bautista right away, and then lost control of a slider, and it hit Bautista, so he went to first base. Next batter up, hit the ball.
Carlos Santana.
Yeah, he hit like a grounder up the middle, and it was a tough play to even get it, but then Kinsler tried to flip the ball to Crawford at shortstop. It was a bad throw, took him off the base, so it was first and second, no outs. And I think it was at that point, or maybe they got an out, where Nelson Cruz hit a 3-run home run down the line.
Now it's 6-5.
And it was just like that. It was basically felt like it was over.
So it was exciting. Overall, would you say, like, would you go if you could go to San Diego for the next round of USA Dominican game?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So, I mean, that's cool. That's pretty much the baseball class. I mean, like, the tournament's still going on. There was Puerto Rico beat the DR. As it stands right now, it's in the second round of play. DR is down, is 0-1 in this pool. US is what, 2-0?
1-0.
1-0.
They had that big comeback win against Venezuela
last night against Felix. And, you know, it's crazy how all the lineups are good. Like, Miggy, you know, like, every team has a pretty good lineup. But like we talked about, the pitching is just sort of the difference. But in Petco, where this pool is, the U.S., Venezuela, Dominican Republic, who's the other team? I forget. Puerto Rico, Venezuela, DR, USA. You know, pitching, you know, is a little bit nullified. So maybe that helps the teams, you know, the worst teams have a chance, like Puerto Rico, because their lineup, start top to bottom, is as good as Dominican's, right?
I would say the Dominican team has,
they have an all-star at every possession. Every position. We'll go through some of it.
But no. I guess what we're getting at is that the advantage that the top teams have over the second tier is more to do with the pitching staffs than any advantage they have in terms of the lineup.
Right. Like
the Dominican Republic, their lineup is a little bit of an outlier just because they're so strong. So, for example, it was Carlos Santana,
then Nelson Cruz, and
Nelson
then
Cruz,
Jose
Robinson
Bautista.
Cano, Adrian Beltre, Starling Marte, Jose Bautista. They also had Gene Segura coming off the bench. Who else they had? Wellington Castillo was their catcher. I mean, that's a murderer's row.
Right. It's crazy.
And then you look at, you know, Puerto Rico has some bats too. Francisco Lindor. They have Yadier Molina. They have Javier Baez and Carlos Correa.
Right.
So it's the depth, and then the bullpen in a lot of cases is where the top teams have a distinct advantage. So like the U.S. has Robertson, Andrew Miller.
Dominican has Betances, and the Mets.
Fernando Rodney.
Our guy? And who's our guy? The Mets really closer.
Familia.
He's on Dominican.
And they have Rodney.
Right. And Puerto Rico, it has Rodon, but like they're starting a 39-year-old AAA player, right? Whereas Dominican gets to start Carlos Martinez, blah, blah, blah.
And that was the story of the game last night. Like, Felix Hernandez, I think he kept them scoreless, but as you mentioned, the park kept a lot of balls in play. It's notoriously very hard at nighttime early in the season to hit home runs at Petco.
And last night was Venezuela versus USA in the second round, and the USA won 4-2.
Right, and they had about four crushed balls, one by McCutchen, one by Andrew Jones, and then maybe one by Hosmer before he hit the home run that were just torched. Like, should have definitely been a home run, but that Petco Park is right on the water. It's March, it's cold, and it's at night.
And it's huge, yeah, and it's a huge park.
So there's just hitting home runs there, you really, the ball would need to travel like 450 feet
right
in July in New York. For
that's
it
why
get
it
out.
Was crazy that Hosmer to the game, you know, it's tied 2-2 with, I forget who was on base, Yelich, Christian Yelich got on base, and he hit a home run basically to center, like as far as he could hit it. And the commentator was like, I'm not taking anything away from Hosmer, but that's about as much as he could put into a ball.
Yeah, definitely.
Dude, I wish I could hit a ball that far. It's cool. It's cool seeing the players interact with each other. I like look at the bench and I wonder, like, who's a douchebag. It's fun though, like this is what I, well, this is talking about the WPC, like one fun thing that I've gotten out of it that I didn't expect to care is like the fun of getting to root for, like, Paul Goldschmidt's on my team now for a couple weeks. You know what I mean? Like yeah. I get to root for Eric Hosmer's on my team now for a couple weeks. Like, Adam Jones is on my team for a couple weeks. That's cool.
Definitely.
Like, he's like, they're representing me. Like, and that, in that way, it's cool. And thank God it's not I'm happy that you were outnumbered by Dominican fans and that they're the favorite a little bit more, because thank God it's not like Olympic basketball. Like,
oh,
that
yeah.
is such garbage, and people seem to care about that. So, I mean, it's fun. I'm about that WBC life now, yo.
Yeah, and I think right now it's such a competitive state. The way the U.S. is as it is, we don't have all of our top players. Most countries don't, but if the U.S. had their best team, I think they would be by far and away the favorite. But we'll never get to a point where it's like Olympic basketball where everyone's just playing for second place.
Yeah, and then we'd be all like pussy Kevin Durant going to join the Warriors, right? Like, any player who joins USA basketball is just like a floppy Kevin Durant going to join an already great team.
That's mad weak.
Mad weak, bro.
The Warriors
just like
are...
just like him, because he couldn't bench press his own weight in the combine. Oh, you thought I didn't know that.
Warriors are cursed now.
All right, so that's it. Who's going to win the World Baseball Classic, Tom?
USA.
You Homer. You Hosmer. I'm thinking Israel. They're going to make a comeback. I know
I think they're eliminated now.
Oh, they already lost two games in the
yeah.
second round?
Yeah.
Well, you had a good run, Israel. You made it out of the first pool, believe it or not, and you were the biggest underdog. Yeah, yes, I just want to say that we are very proud. I know that we nobody thought we could make it this far, and even though we're very persecuted, we did our best. So I just want to say to Todd and Ryan, you guys don't know what you're talking about. The odds makers don't know what they're talking about. And even though I never placed a bet in my life because I couldn't stand the pain of losing, I just want to say we're very proud of you, Israel. Thank you. All right, thank you, whatever your
name
is.
Leave a review.
Thank you, Diamond Dealer.
Sandy.
Bye. Well, yeah, leave a review, please, or something. I don't know. Just tweet us.